Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep making me get y'all like this.
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 6th, goes to a young, talented brother by the name of YK Osiris. Now, always remember, Donkey of the Day is all about giving people the credit they deserve for doing stupid things. I don't think YK Osiris is personally stupid at all, but he is from Florida. And what does your Uncle Charla always say about Florida? The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and YK Osiris is from Jacksonville, okay? And from what I saw on Say Cheese TV this week, I must say he highly disappointed your Uncle Charla. Now, for all the old heads like me who may not have a clue who the hell YK Osiris is, I'm sure you heard his record on the radio before. It's called Worth It. Came out a couple of years ago, but it's probably still in heavy rotation on local radio stations across the country, simply because that's just how radio works. Is Worth It still playing on the radio, even though it came out January 2019? Is it?
Anybody? No, not like that.
Not. Okay, well, play a clip of it.
Yeah, I would give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worthy, yeah. But you don't gotta be perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
Worth It. All right, the irony of that being his biggest record at radio, because the reason this young brother is getting Donkey of the Day today is because what he is doing is absolutely not worth it. Let's discuss. First of all, I have to give YK Osiris respect, props, credit, whatever you want to call it, for something I saw him do on Instagram Live. I thought this was a very positive message that he delivered because he told his IG followers he was over stunting for the gram. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Yes, man, I sold my Lamborghini, I sold my Rolls Royce, I sold my Cadillacs. I ain't gonna lie, this thing humble yourself. I love this hunt, dude. I got a floss for you, so that's what's wrong with you. Y'all got a floss for the Instagram, man. Fuck them, man. Y'all don't need a floss for no dumb ass Instagram. They gonna think what the they wanna think. I had to sit back, I had to relax and look at the world like, Osiris, you forgot who the you are. You forgot where the you came from. A Lambo, a Rolls Royce. Remember where you came from.
Round of applause for that man. He got rid of his fleet of luxury cars, so he says. So he can get that new Hyundai, okay? Personally, I can't wait to get that new 2021 Hyundai Sonata. I've been looking at that Sonata for real. I'm going to get me one fully loaded for sure, okay? But I respect everything YK Osiris is saying there, because we live in an era where people would rather look like they have money than actually have money, okay? See, when you really got it, you don't care if people think you don't. Not to mention, I'm Frugal Vandross. Quick story. When I was out the country last week, there was this really expensive tequila. It was $300 a glass. Do you think I bought that? Hell no. Mm-hmm. But you know what I did do? I told my much richer friend, who happens to be my financial advisor, who I know likes to stunt a little bit. And when I told him, he couldn't wait to buy us both a glass. Dropping the clues bombs for my man Humble. All right? Love you for that. And that's one of my top three financial rules. Never, ever spend money when you are out with people who got more than you. It's disrespectful to them. But YK Osiris made that whole statement null and void when he got back on his IG a few days later. This is after saying, you know, the thing about getting rid of the Lambos for the Hyundai. He said this.
This is what $1,000 cut look like.
$1,000 haircut. Young King Osiris, listen to me, sir.
Must be a full closure.
A what?
A sewing.
Oh,
that's how much okay. They cost.
Oh, okay. Listen, YK Osiris, there's absolutely positively no reason to spend $1,000 on a haircut, not knocking any barber's hustle. Barbers, if you find someone who is willing to pay $1,000 haircut, get your lick. Take full advantage of that whole fool market. But I don't care what's in your bank account, $1,000 for one haircut? No. Now, don't get me wrong. It's people who will travel across country to go cut some of their high-profile clients. It's barbers who will get on a plane and travel anywhere to cut certain folks. Those individuals should be rewarded. Or who can drive to or who can drive to you, 10-mile radius, $1,000 a haircut? Absolutely not. Now, YK Osiris elaborated a little more on this topic. It's not exactly $1,000 per haircut, but let's listen.
I do not pay $1,000 for one haircut. I pay $1,000 monthly for a haircut. That means I can call my barber when I want to. I can skip y'all dumbass I pay for my barber's time. Stop telling me $1,000 is a lot. No, it's not. I get a haircut every 3 days.
$1,000 is absolutely a lot, especially when people are waiting on $600 stimulus checks, okay? Especially when people want the $2,000 stimulus check. That's half of that. $1,000 is a lot. Listen, man, I tell everyone out there to act your wage, okay? But I don't care if you're a billionaire. $1,000 a month for haircuts is ridiculous, all right? Most I ever paid for a haircut was $150. I think I did that once in L.A. That's because the brother came to my room and cut me. I wish I would have asked him how much it cost before he got there. Okay, I think I might have paid that once when I was in a rush and needed someone to come to the station to cut me real quick, too. In those moments, I can understand a little better. Still a lot of money, okay? Yes, YK Osiris, you are paying for your barber's time because when he's traveling to cut you, he could have cut a few heads in the barbershop, so I get it. But $1,000 a month? YK Osiris said he gets his hair cut every 3 days. I did the math. Every 3 days. Let's just say at $100, you know, a cut equals about $1,000 a month. Yeah, and about 30 days in a month on average. Yeah, that's about $1,000, $100 every 3 days. Okay, YK, I can't tell you how to spend your money. Brothers like to be fresh. Barbers are as important as doctors, therapists, dentists, and dermatologists to me, so I understand. But as your unofficial financial advisor, let me give you some advice that you did not ask for. The one thing I would advise you to trim, pun intended, is your haircut budget. Okay, it's just pointless. I get a haircut once a week on the regular. All right, drop on the clues bombs for my brother Ty. Personally, which
how much is a haircut?
How much you pay a week, Envy? When you go get your haircut, how much you pay?
$40 to $50.
Yeah, that's me. I'm in that same range. Okay, that's about, let's just say, $160-$200 a month. Granted, I just get a baldy and my beard trimmed, but it's still $160 to $200 a month. I would really think that on average, that's what most of us men, regardless of financial status, are paying in haircuts. Young King Osiris, if you are truly in 2021 trying to be better with finances, the moral of the story is live like a poor man with lots of money. Okay, I know what y'all saying. Stop being cheap, Uncle Sharla. No, it's not about being cheap, okay? People who are frugal understand the value of a dollar and make informed and thoughtful decisions. People who are cheap try to spend as little money as possible. That might be the same thing. But is Donkey of the Day finished or is it done? I would say for the day I'm done, but not quite finished. If you want to spend $1,000 a month on haircuts, that's on you. But don't one day be on the gram acting like you're not flossing no more, you're not stunting anymore, only to turn around and stunt by letting folks know you spend $1,000 a month in haircuts. That, my friend, only makes sense in Florida. Please give the young brother YK Osiris the biggest E-haw.